Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, MAGA Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is continuing her takedown tour of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. And by extension, she's taking down a lot of Trump's arguments about this government shutdown as well. Now, AOC came out the other day and said the reason why Marjorie is so mad is because she wanted to run for a Senate seat in Georgia and Trump told her not to. Trump shot down the idea and now she's on this sort of revenge tour. I do think she's also trying to deploy a political strategy where she separates herself from the failures of MAGA right now, because there are a lot of failures regarding healthcare, regarding the shutdown, regarding wars, the Epstein files, all of this. And she's trying to play a little bit more of a moderate role so she can still run for the Senate seat. That's my take. And don't confuse this with me like praising Marjorie. I'm not like a Marjorie fan. Someone emailed me asking if I was. No, I'm just saying that we have one Republican who is breaking with the rest and telling it like it is right now. And I think that's absolutely worth covering. So let's watch this clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about the cost of living under Trump and whether or not that contributed to their massive loss on Tuesday night.
We spoke the other day last month. It was relatively recently. You acknowledge that the cost of living here in the United States is still high under President Trump. Is that a major reason why Republicans, you believe, lost the elections the other day?
It's a massive reason. And I think they were surprised by it. But it's been something I've been talking about for quite some time. And that's the most important thing people care about, the ability to put food on the table, a roof over their heads, and also their safety and security for their financial future.
So at least Marjorie Taylor Greene will admit that there is a problem with affordability, while Trump, Mike Johnson, all the other Republicans are trying to claim the economy is essentially killing it. They're trying to say the economy is perfect when that's not reflecting how people feel. Marjorie, one good thing is that she has no problem taking Trump's arguments and sweeping them from their feet and saying this is BS. I mean, she's just been doing this for the past month, but when Mike Johnson and Donald Trump claimed that they had a backup healthcare plan, that all we needed to do was reopen the government and they had a healthcare plan to help Americans, Marjorie came out and said, hey, they don't have a healthcare plan. She talked about how she asked Mike Johnson over and over what the plan is and never got an answer. He kept telling her she has to go into a SCIF, a secure location to check out the healthcare plan, and there was no healthcare plan. So essentially, she is nuking, obliterating the argument that Trump and Mike Johnson are making regarding the healthcare plan post-shutdown, regarding affordability, like the clip that we just saw. In this clip, she gets asked, Trump is downplaying these results. Do you think that's a good idea?
Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader Thune, and Vice President J.D. Vance, they all downplayed the election results, disputing that this is a broader wake-up call for your party.
Trump downplayed the election results as well. Totally.
Are they wrong?
I don't think they should downplay it. I'm from Georgia, and we lost two very important public service commission seats that were statewide races in the state of Georgia. I think that should be a big wake-up call to my home state. We've got the entire slate coming up in 2026 with governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and John Ossoff's Senate seat is up for election. So I think it's a major wake-up call, as well as other down-ballot races in like Pennsylvania and Mississippi.
And that really is the defeater. That's how you defeat the argument that J.D. Vance is making that, oh, these were just a bunch of wins in blue states. No. In states like Georgia, we won two statewide races, just like Marjorie said, and these were seats that hadn't been flipped in, I believe, 19 to 20 years. It was two decades. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene essentially saying, why are we bailing out Argentina and then blaming our cattle ranchers? I mean, this is the Trump admin's policy is incoherent.
I'm one of those that supports our farmers over any farmers all over the world, and bailing out Argentina and blaming our cattle ranchers is not the way to go. And so, you know, I think it's incredibly important for Republicans to understand the people that vote for them, not the people that come and support them in Washington, like the lobbyists and the industries, but the regular people. And that's who I represent, and no matter who gets mad at me, I'm not going to apologize for that.
Okay, she's partially doing an act here. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been pretty loony for the past 6 years, and she's intentionally trying to moderate. She's saying things that she knows people will like to hear, and it also differentiates herself from the absolutely plummeting Republican Party right now. Let me show you this clip on the Epstein Files. Actually, before we get to the Epstein clip, I want to show you what she said about Mike Johnson. Because we learned this morning that former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is soon to retire. Mike Johnson had not very nice things to say.
Morning. You saw the headline. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi has now announced her retirement this morning. That is a very important sign that I hope that you all will delve into. Even the famous San Francisco liberal is not far left enough for the neo-Marxists. We commend her for her service, as we all do, everyone who serves in Congress, but there should be a lot written about that. Fourth.
Are you kidding me? Nancy Pelosi will be 86 years old when she retires. You don't think it has anything to do with her being 86? Then Marjorie Taylor Greene gets asked about Nancy Pelosi. And what kind of backwards reality am I living in? Because Marjorie Taylor Greene praises Pelosi, praises her as an effective leader who got a lot done. And let me just say, Nancy Pelosi was very, very effective. I know a lot of people view her in a negative light as some sort of like establishment shill, but Nancy Pelosi was a badass woman who was able to get shit done in Congress. Like, there is no comparing the efficacy of most other speakers to Nancy Pelosi, who also, by the way, was the first woman Speaker of the House and had to pave the way in that regard and still kicked ass. So Marjorie Taylor Greene says this. In the process, just understand, Marjorie Taylor Greene is putting down Mike Johnson, saying, I wish we had someone that was as effective as Nancy Pelosi. So she's saying Mike Johnson is worse than Pelosi, which is obvious.
I will praise Nancy Pelosi. She had an incredible career for her party. I served under her speakership in my first term of Congress, and I'm very impressed at her ability to get things done. I wish we could get things done for our party like Nancy Pelosi was able to deliver for her party. So I wish her well in her retirement, but I would like to see people exit Washington a lot sooner rather than wait until they're 80.
When she says in this clip, I wish we could get things done for our party like Nancy Pelosi was able to deliver from her party, it's two-pronged. She's praising Pelosi, but putting down the current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And just keep in mind, Mike Johnson has also refused to swear in Adelita Grijalva and refused to hold numerous votes on the Epstein files. Let's take a listen here.
It's the need for more transparency around the Epstein files. You even told us last month that you're concerned about threats because you want to expose some of the people in power who were on Jeffrey Epstein, who, you know, was part of Jeffrey Epstein's ring. According to the survivors, there's a list of men they haven't released yet. You said you're willing to read that list on the House floor. What more can you tell us about that and the names?
Oh, I told the lovely women that I met that are victims of Jeffrey Epstein, they also say they are victims of another group of men, one that they're afraid to list publicly, and I told them that I'd be happy to read that name on the House floor for them. There hasn't been any movement forward on that. Of course, that's up to those women and that's their decision. However, I remain steadfast and my belief is that all of this information should be released. No one should be protected. That's completely unfair. And I think it's a failure of administration that they never released it. No one has released this stuff.
The interesting thing that Marjorie says is, well, we know that there were other men, other powerful men committing crimes along with Epstein who have been let off the hook, or at least people are covering it up, running defense. So here's what we just need to do when we zoom out. Just understand that Mike Johnson, about a year ago, was covering for Matt Gaetz while Matt Gaetz had this investigation going into him Venmoing underage women, or underage girls, allegedly. He was Venmoing underage girls. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson fought tooth and nail to cover that investigation up. Now we're seeing a repeat with the Epstein files, except at a bigger scale, with more victims and with more powerful players at the top. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is continuing to cover this up. So Marjorie, as much as we disagree with her on a lot, she seems to be doing a media tour. She is doing a media tour that is differentiating herself from the hardcore Trump MAGA movement. And like I said, there's a few different reasons why. This is not me praising Marjorie. Please don't think that this is me, like, becoming some huge Marjorie fan. No, of course. I'm just saying that she's enacting a political strategy that opens up a pathway for her to run for Senate, in my opinion, because she's kind of she's moderating away from the crazy MAGA stuff that lost them the election. Republicans in the state of Georgia, where Marjorie is a representative, got trounced due to this MAGA bullshit. She probably sees the writing on the wall there, but I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. Love you all. Peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.